Is it stolen valor? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is again. More American jobs.
General Motors said it will invest $1 billion in America and add about 7,000 jobs.
And it does seem like more than just coincidence that these announcements come on the heels of Donald Trump's Twitter threats.
But automakers have stressed that their hands were not forced by the president-elect and that the only cause and effect connection appears to be his repeated claims of credit for their decisions.
It's like Neil deGrasse Tyson taking credit because the sun came up on time. And yet, many people think Trump does deserve the credit. So CBS's Dean Reynolds asked economist Diane Swonk.
These are long-term plans. You don't decide where you're going to build a manufacturing plant overnight.
But CEOs have figured out that anything they can do to make Trump look like a success can't hurt.
This is the time you take whatever is already there and put it up front.
Now, it's true that if you look at when the decision was made to create these jobs, you'll notice what Dean Reynolds noticed.
Of course, all of these decisions were made on President Obama's watch.
So yes, for Trump to take credit may look like stolen valor, but not really, since the CEOs are happy to let him claim it, and Obama, with his place in history pretty secure, doesn't seem to mind. Although, you know how Trump really could prove himself.
The greatest show on earth is folding its tents.
If he really wants to silence his critics.
Most of the performers, the clowns, acrobats, animal trainers, and the animals will be out of work.
Bring back the circus. The elephants are totally on brand. Although, I guess in a way he already has, hasn't he? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.